You're listening to the Blues Room Podcast with Alabama blues man Rick Patton, self-appointed goodwill ambassador of the blues music and live stream community builder, broadcasting from the beautiful Tennessee Valley in Alabama. This podcast is the place where blues music loving people meet up, network, and support great blues music. Without further ado, here is your host, Brother Rick Patton.
This call is now being recorded.
Did you hear what she said?
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear.
You know, just in case we say something worthwhile, you know how that goes.
I feel you. Might as well get it on tape, right?
How you been, man?
Oh, I'm good. We got out here in Las Vegas, and I've been looking for work. Been out here for a little over 3 weeks now, and I've been flooding the market with applications. I think I finally got a couple of good, solid leads. So, yeah, I got a security job I'm going to be starting some training on here this week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at a nightclub here in Caesar's Palace.
You moved there from, you were in L.A., right?
Oh, no, I was in the San Francisco Bay Area. No, I grew up, born and raised right there in San Jose, Milpitas to be exact. It's about probably a half hour from Hayward, where you you did your gig there, yeah.
I liked it. That was my first time seeing that area. It looked pretty to me.
Yeah. I was born and raised there, and I've been there for over 50 years, and I figured, heck, it's time to get up and roll out. So we rolled out here to Vegas.
Is it close to the fault line thing, the San Andreas fault or something close in that area?
Oh, yeah. I grew up right there on that fault line. Calaveras fault line is where I grew up on, but yeah, San Andreas runs up through there too.
Can you actually see the line?
You probably can from the sky and certain parts on the ground. Yeah, you can probably see where it's cutting through the mountains there.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt the ground shake over there?
Oh yeah, not here in Vegas yet, but oh yeah, a bunch of times there in California for sure.
Are you serious, man? You felt the earthquake?
Oh yeah, it's a strange feeling, boy. To feel the ground shake like that, you got no control over nothing. You just hold on and hope it stops.
Hey, let me ask you something. How did you get the blues in your blood? What's the deal with that?
I've been playing guitar since I've been about 16 years old. You know, when I was learning, I was all about learning how to play rock. I wasn't trying to hear no blues, no nothing, no Stevie Ray, none of that. It was always there, but I never really liked it.
Yeah.
And then, as I got a little older, I started listening to Stevie Ray, and I was like, wow, that's really something. The one to branch out and learn how to play different guitar.
Right.
Of course, Jimi Hendrix, you know, he started it all.
Yeah.
But Stevie was like Jimmy on steroids, basically. Yeah, and then I just started getting into more blues. Like you, I got into Robert Cray and, you know, just a bunch of different blues. And now I find that, it's my preferred choice over most of it these days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Random Rider. I remember when you first came in the blues room, I used to say your name. I used to damn blush every time I said it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize it was a brand of condoms until I actually looked it up, and sure enough, it's Rough Rider or something like that, ain't it? Random Rider? I don't know.
I don't know. I thought, right. Yeah, I said this dude reminded me of his name of a damn condom. But,
Rough Rider? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I started writing that book in my car, and I just kind of came up with that name, and I didn't even think to check it first. But,
You crazy.
Yeah.
So you were driving the Uber and writing that book. I mean, was it a taxi cab or a Uber? I mean, I don't really know the
Uber,
but.
No, it was an Uber car. Taxi cab is a company car. This is my own car, my Uber, yeah.
So you just let them put their advice in the book. I know.
I asked one of the first writers for a piece of advice, and then I kind of just, from there, when the next person got in, I explained I was writing a book, and that the last person that was in my car had left them a piece of advice if they'd be interested in reading it.
Yeah.
And they'd say, what? Somebody left me some advice? So, of course, they all want to read it. And then I just hand them a pen and say, feel free to jot if you want to leave something for the next writer. Of course, they all all right. And it kind of just went from there. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's quite a few of them in that book, do they buy it? Of course, they want to see themselves, I mean, see their comments in the book.
Yeah, yeah, they all kind of want to see their comments. I usually just give them a card and tell them to go on over to the website, and yeah, you send them out that way. And I have a few in the car there if anybody's interested, though. I'm not trying to, you know, shove a book down everybody's throat that gets into my car, so I gotta kind of be passive on that, you know.
Okay, so you still doing it, driving and stuff?
Well, like I got out here to Vegas, and I've been looking for work, and I finally got all my license and registration and insurance all transferred over, so I, believe it or not, I just started driving for Uber here just 3 days ago.
You think you know your way around to drive?
Yeah, yeah, GPS helps a lot. I've been here for a month already, kind of scoping around the area. I can get around pretty well yet.
Uh-huh.
So, I haven't started collecting advice or doing that, continuing that here. Not sure if I'm going to keep doing it or not. But
yeah.
I'm tempted to.
Hey, I got to ask you something while I got you on the phone. And that is, you come in the Blues Room pretty frequent, quite regularly.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, I love the blues music for sure, and I just love the people. It's like we're in a big family. I love saying hello to everybody, and yeah, becoming a regular, it's kind of cool. I like being a regular.
That is so interesting, man.
Yeah.
So it feels like you kind of get to know some of the people, doesn't it?
For sure. Yeah. I love it. You know who I really miss is Don. I haven't seen Don there in a while.
Yeah, I hadn't either. I hadn't either. I say they kind of like the pistons in a car, you know, they go up and down.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're down, sometimes you're not. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I love them all. Sometimes it'd be a year. I mean, I ain't seen them since last year. They'll come in there and say, hey, remember me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
One thing I found, you know, there's a little negative here and there, but it's mostly all love in the Blues Room, man. That's what I enjoy the most, I think.
Yeah.
You know? People from all walks of life just putting out something good for the next guy, you know? Similar with my book. It's been kind of passionate with my book. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough promoting, I'll tell you. Tough to market something like that, I'll tell you. Everybody loves the idea, but it's hard to get them to go buy it, I'll tell you that, you know?
I know it is. Hey, so you wound up going to Vietnam. I mean, you were actually scoping the Blues Room from Vietnam one time.
I sure did, yeah.
That was crazy, man.
No, I tell you, they looked at me kind of crazy, and I'm standing out there on the street blowing my harp like I was doing. They were looking at me like, who the hell is this guy?
right.
You know?
That was beautiful, man. I love that. That was beautiful, man.
Great. I had a great time out there.
You brought company back from Vietnam with you, didn't you?
I sure did. My wife and her daughter, yep.
Okay, they're going to be here a while. Are you keeping them with you?
We all here in Vegas. I got them, but they're going here. They both work in a nail shop doing nails, pedicures and manicures. And I got them going. And
yeah.
We're just trying to get situated and plant our flag out here.
That's pretty good business out of that pedicure, manicure stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're busy. They stay busy pretty much all day. They leave here at 9, come back at 7, so they're gone all day. Well,
so what are you going to play, the guitar in Vegas?
You know, I haven't thought about it yet. There's lots of street performers out here. We have a place called the Fremont Street Experience. It's downtown Las Vegas, and it's old town Vegas, but they have it all done up where you can go out there and street perform. And it's really loud down there, so I would have to figure out a way to get amped up, and I've got all kinds of gear. It would just be a battery operated amp or maybe some other kind of vessel to get this thing amplified. But if nothing else, I'm just gonna sit there and blow a harp and play to a backing track, or you know, I've been just trying to figure out my game. Well, how am I going to do it, or how am I going to get it going? But I'm thinking about it.
I had a buddy of mine here from Alabama. He played keyboard.
Yeah.
He wound up going to Vegas. I don't know why, but he wound up street performing. But his game was, he strapped a headboard of a bed some way onto his keyboard.
Huh.
And took it out on the street, and he told me he would do $700-$800 a day down there.
Wow.
I mean, if you see a dude with a headboard strapped on a bed, playing it like a keyboard. Tell him Rick said hi.
Yeah, I'll be looking for that cat for sure.
That's right.
Wow.
But he made a hell of a show out of it, didn't he?
But I guess if he's making that much money, hell, he's doing something right.
Yeah, oh yeah, you can do that. Especially in a place like that. Sure. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I mean, you can do that, and it just takes foot people on foot is all it takes.
Yep. And if it's good, they'll stop and listen, that's for sure.
Well, one thing about it, you've never done it before.
Yeah.
You never have you?
I've played live. I've played in front of people. I used to play in a church band, but not on the street.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't never street before.
I'm just
telling you, brother to brother, it's a whole different game, man.
It
ain't got nothing to do with the stage.
Huh.
They're totally different. But I'd love for you to take it on, and I'd do what I could to help you, but it's a whole different game, man.
Yeah.
But if you can get it right, you can do it anywhere. You know what I mean?
For sure, yeah.
And you can set your own hours about it. And, you know, you can go in there and make $200, $300, and then come on to the house.
Yeah, that's cash money, tax-free.
Right, that's the bad part about it.
Yeah, well, it's good and bad, but yeah.
Right, yeah, uh-huh. I got to find out where I am from doing that. You know, I've done it a long time, and eventually you got to come clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's funny.
But anyway, you just excited me with that thought of you doing something like that out there in Vegas, man.
Yeah, I did some scoping down there on Fremont Street. I'll have to go down there and apply for one of them spots and just give it a shot, man. Get out there and get my feet wet, you know, see what happens, see how it goes. Like I said, it's kind of loud down there. I have to figure out and get some issues, get some gear set up to where I could compete with some of the noise down there, because there's lots of people down there making records, you know.
But you don't have to. I mean, I know they got a lot of kind of ordinances and shit around there. Maybe you could find another location so you won't have to compete with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you can figure out all the ordinances and things. Just a thought, because that's what I would do.
Sure. Yeah.
It's probably so much of it out there till you won't. It'd be hard to do, but it's worth trying it. I don't know your business or nothing, but I believe if you could do about 300 a day, hell, you wouldn't worry too much plus what them girls are doing.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be great. $300 a day. I'd be fat for sure.
Yeah, you could do that pretty easily. Plus, you got good weather out there. Most days you could do it. Most days.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And knowing you're connecting in with your book, and you're connecting in. I mean, I'm just tripping for you because I want you to win. You know what I mean?
I hear you, brother. Yeah, I appreciate what you said about that. You just want us all out there to scope it and then to win at whatever we're doing. That was good, man. I like that.
I'm glad you took a minute with me just to talk. I don't know if I'll make a podcast out of this, but I'll try to cut it up and find something useful in it in this conversation.
For sure. Hell, yeah. If you ever want to do it again, we certainly can, man. We can put something together.
Well, take what we got, and you do one more thing on the phone before you go.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be a bunch of VIPs listening when you tell them, right? They're listening right now.
Tell
all the VIPs something before you go.
Well, a message to all the VIPs, first of all, come through Vegas. If you come through Vegas, we'll meet and greet for sure, no doubt. And definitely keep your head up. You know, we all got the blues. There's always somebody going to tell you can't do something, or always somebody going to tell you no. But you keep your head up and keep your eye on the prize, and you can accomplish pretty much anything you want. That's the bottom line.
Random Rider. Random Rider. That's a hell of a name. Hell of a name.
And come out and get in my Uber. I want your advice for sure.
Yeah. It could happen. I appreciate you talking with me. Like I say, I'll let you hear what I can find in this talk, but, you know.
For sure.
And we'll talk some more, man. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Rick. You have a great night, man, and we'll catch you in the blues room tomorrow for sure.
Thanks so much for listening to the Blues Room Podcast. For more great blues content, visit www.alabamabluesman.com on Facebook/Alabama Bluesman or catch Rick Patton live stream Blues 7 nights a week on Periscope TV and on Twitter in the links below. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please give a comment. Do it now, or review or subscribe. Catch you the next time on the Blues Room Podcast.